You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. So let's finish the hour with an opportunity that is not at all election related. If you are into the science of wildfires and the science of data, there are presentations Thursday in Stockton and Sacramento that are open to the public, and they feature the data science of wildfires and how that's being used in the state's firefight. In the studio with me to talk a bit more about this is Dr. Rick Hutley. He is a data scientist, the program director, and professor in the School of Engineering and Computer Science at University of the Pacific. You made a very long drive to be with us today, all the way from the Bay Area. Thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Start with a little bit of explanation about a data scientist and how that's different from a computer scientist.
Sure. Well, I think the first thing to realize is that we are now in the data era. Data is what's driving the economic value of every industry and every company. And we are faced with vast amounts of data. It's coming at us from everywhere, from the computers we're used to the Internet of Things, which includes things like your cell phone or your car. Everything around you is now connected to the internet, as well as social media and many other sources. So, as I say, we have vast amounts of data at our disposal. And it's the job of the data scientist to analyze all of that data, to unearth the secrets hidden within it, and provide us with the insights that allow us to make business decisions.
So if you had that hat on today, this election day, you would have a field day with all these numbers we're getting from registrars about early voting and projected returns.
Oh, yes. There are a lot of data scientists that have been crunching the numbers for many, many weeks, in fact, years, looking at the prediction of the elections. Everything from the governor's races to the presidential impacts and so forth.
So let's apply that to wildfires. What's happening in the science of wildfires? And I think more interesting even than that is, what's new that can help us with prediction?
Well, data comes in all forms and helps us in every part of our lives. But with regards to wildfires, there's really two aspects to dealing with wildfires. The first is to try and predict when and where wildfires are likely to occur. And the second is, when they do occur, then to try and predict what are they going to do? Where is the fire likely to go? So that we know where to place our firefighters for maximum effect, but also to keep them safe. It also helps us to predict when to tell people to evacuate various regions and so forth.
Which arena has more information been gathered at this point? In the predicting, looking at where fires are likely, or in the what fires will do category?
Oh, I think the data is being collected across the board, and it affects both of those areas. So if we look at the prediction of where are fires likely to occur, fires are relatively simple. They need fuel, oxygen, and heat in order to start. So in terms of fuel, the data that's being gathered and used to predict where are fires likely to occur, we look at things like satellite imagery in order to determine where are the combustible materials. Where are the trees, for example? What type of trees are they? Because different trees burn at different rates. How high are the trees? What about the grass? The combustible materials that we as human beings collect around our businesses and our homes. All of that type of data can be seen from the air. It's also captured on the ground. And we have firefighting stations up in the main forests and so forth trying to look for these things. When you combine that with things like weather data, when you're trying to predict where is a fire likely to occur, you tend to be looking at the historic data. How dry has it been over the last 6 months or 12 months? That will give you insight as to whether or not the combustible material on the ground is damp or dry and so forth. when you're looking at trying to predict where is the fire likely to go once it started, again, you're looking at the vegetation, you're looking at the trees, the combustible materials.
Are you looking at building codes? Are you looking at materials of man-made structures and the layout of urban areas?
Absolutely. So we want to know where are, again, those combustible materials. Do people have materials that might be flammable or even incendiary devices? So we're looking for all types of data. And it comes from, as I say, surveys about companies and the kinds of materials that they have to register that they're holding, as well as forestry information, weather predictions, satellite imagery, and so forth.
So, Dr. Hutley, tell me where it goes from here. You compile the data. And by the way, do you have aha moments where you where you're surprised by something or you learn something in the compilation? And then what agencies are you interfacing with?
Oh, there are a number of aha moments along the way. I think over the years, we're starting to build a pretty good picture or models of how to model wildfires and where and when they're likely to start and what they're likely to do when they get going. But these things are very unpredictable as well. There's always a surprise that the fire went in a direction you didn't expect, you didn't predict. And we learn from that. So one of the things that a data scientist does is not only predict where is the fire going to happen, or likely to happen, I should say, what is it likely to do? But when the fire is out, we also continue to look at that data and understand what did happen and why didn't our models predict perhaps a particular event, so that we can constantly update those models and keep them current and help predict future fires more accurately.
I mentioned that you have these two free open to the public events. They are in Stockton and then in Sacramento. Noon tomorrow or noon on Thursday is in Stockton, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And then 5:30 in Sacramento. And we'll post information online for people to attend them. But part of your goal also is to get students, to get men and women interested in becoming a data scientist, because it is so much an occupation for the future.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating world. It really is. Again, we have so much data about so many things today that data scientists can do some incredible things. Not only wildfires, I mean, that's important because people get hurt, it costs a great deal of money, but everything you can think of, from predicting when people may have heart attacks or predicting when the production line is likely to fail or what is the consumer likely to buy next month versus this month and so forth. All of these things, all of these business insights with which we need to make our decisions come from the data. And it's the role of the data scientist to explore all of that data. It is a journey of exploration and discovery, and it's great fun.
You have an extensive background in communications and IT and technology. I'm always captivated by the questions that kind of burn in scientists' and mathematicians' mind. Do you have a mystery that for you is the most fascinating or compelling? Just a place where personally your drive to have made this your life's work is still very much aglow?
Gosh, I have several of those, Beth.
Well, is wildfires one category?
Not wildfires per se. They're fascinating in their own way. But the role of data, the things that we can discover with data, truly fascinate me. The emergence of things like artificial intelligence and machine learning capabilities. Just think about that. The ability to be able to create a computer, teach a computer how to learn. And that's what we're teaching our students. How to develop those kind of advanced models, modeling techniques, machine learning techniques, artificial intelligence, robotics, visual perception. There's an endless list of things that one can look at.
I can see that your passion lies in teaching and coaching.
I am. I, I, I love to teach. And that, again, is important to me. It's not just what can I do with data. It's how can I create or help others, A, understand how to do these things, but to share that passion for wanting to do these things.
Dr. Huttley, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
We'll post a link so that people can hear more with you and engage you in conversation, too, in some Q&A on Thursday, both in Stockton and Sacramento. That link will be at capradio.org/insight. Thanks again. That's Insight for today on this election day. I'm Beth Ruyak. Hope you'll join us starting at 5 for our live election coverage. In the meantime, remember to cast your ballot. Thanks for joining us.